It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kim, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God is over this airway. We thank you, God, that every attack that will come from Satan, that the Spirit of God will stop, that the Spirit of God will move and take out. Father, come against anything, God, that will bow this station tonight. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God, for the shield of protection, that we will come forth, O God, in your strength and your power. And we give you praise and we thank you tonight, Jesus, for every attack to be silenced by the enemy, every disturbance to be stopped by from the enemy, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father Jesus, that your blood covers this airline. Your blood cover, O God, the airways. Your blood cover, O God, enable us to go forth by your anointing tonight. And we thank you tonight, Father, for the anointing of God to breathe over this line, that every attack from Satan is silenced this night, in Jesus' name. Sister Tamara.
Before we begin the announcement, please check your phone and make sure that you mute. Thank you. Welcome all to the prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number you're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Starting in June, every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen on the Wednesday night number once again. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number. Full Gospel House of Prayer, second extension, will start to meet in June again every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. More details to be announced.
Yes, Pastor, it's such disturbance that we could hardly hear anything. I don't know what's going on. Pastor Kenneth never came.
It is me, and I want to apologize. Please, I am in another state, and I wanted to just apologize for not being able to come through clearly. But if Pastor Smith, he would just allow me to do something a little different and enter a prayer, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. But there are such disturbances, Pastor Kennedy.
Ma'am?
We can hardly hear you. It's a lot of static. There's a lot of disturbances behind you.
Okay. I am so sorry. I am going to move away as quickly as I possibly can. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, at a conference.
Okay.
But I'm moving swiftly. Is this any better?
It's better. It's a little better, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear Holy Spirit, please come in, enter in, and increase my intellect, memory, and will. Give me perfect understanding and perfect recall of all I read, study, and learn today. Please, Jesus, create me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. For a deep love I have for you, Father, a deep love I have for you, Jesus, a deep love I have for you, Holy Spirit, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give me a teachable and obedient spirit. I truly believe that nothing is impossible for you, O Lord. I believe that I will always be divinely guided. I believe that I will always take the right turn of the road. I believe that God will always make a way, even where there is no way. And if you would all allow me to say in the strength of God, repeated amen, amen, and thank God.
Praise
again,
the Lord.
I do apologize. I do apologize.
Praise the Lord. Is it any clearer, Sister Tamara? Are you hearing anything clear? I need someone to hear me.
I am able to hear a lot clearer now.
Oh, great then. All right. So you can continue, Sister Tamara.
Okay. So, did you want me to repeat the whole thing, or just?
No. We can go on with whatever you stopped. Just continue from there.
So, just a reminder that Full Gospel House Prayer Second Extension will start to meet in June every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. More details to be announced. I do want to let you know for May 26th Memorial Day weekend, which is this upcoming Sunday, we won't be having our next in-person service on that date. Our next in-person service will be June 9th with more details to follow. That is all our announcements. It's now time for our testimonies. Please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to get right into the word. Satan is a liar. We thank God that the line is clear. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Isaiah, the 61 chapter, verses 3 and verses 4, please. Again, Isaiah 61, verses 3 and 4. When you get that book, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is an encouragement for the believers tonight that many are maybe going through a place where it seems like ashes is over your lives. And this word to encourage you that the state that you're going through now is not permanent. The things you are contending with is not permanent. And the things that you're going through is not set in stone. The Spirit of God going to raise you up from the wreck. And the Spirit of God going to bring you out. That's why the devil is trying to attack this line tonight. Because there are you that's coming out of the ashes tonight. There are you that are coming out of those places that seem to be in a state of where it seems as though everything is unglued. Things are shattered and things are in a place where things are in a place where things are wiped out. And it appears like it's finished. And you're in a place where everything is shaken up. That means ruins. That means your life is in a wreck. And God wants you to know tonight your condition is not permanent. That condition is not permanent tonight. And the Spirit of God wants you to know God is the God of battle tonight. And if God says time for you to rise up out of the ashes, it's time for you to come forth in an increase. It's time for you to come forth where you're built up. And you're going to a place of elevation. You got to know tonight that God is the planter. He is the one that rebuilds every waste thing in your life tonight. And God is a protection and a shield tonight. And we're going to begin in Isaiah 61, 3 and 4, please.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.
This is the word of encouragement tonight. I've been praying for so many that's going through so many attacks and seeing like things is wasting away and things are in a place where their life is in a crash and the devil is wiping out and want them to think that things that God has in store for them shall be demolished. But I want you to know tonight
Those conditions are not permanent. This is what the Word of God says. God is the planter. God is the one that rebuilds. God is the one that takes a place where it's a wasteland and calls it to be a water garden. God is the one that builds up things that's falling apart and stop the ruins tonight. And Satan cannot stop what God said. It's time for you to raise. It's time for you to be upgraded. It's time for your surroundings to come into a place of enlargement. It's time for increase, and it's time for elevation. This word says God takes the ashes of our lives and create beauty. Only God can take something that's burnt up, something that's in ruins, something that's in a place of loss, something that's filthy, that's soil and it's wreck, and cause and create it to become beauty. That means God will resurrect and bring a rebirth. There are those that are going through a resurrection right now in their lives and a rebirth. How God is pulling you up out of waste places. How God is pulling you up out of the ashes. How God is pulling you up out of those places that's burned. How God is pulling you up out of those places that's wrecked. And the enemy cannot stop God. This word is saying he will rebuild every desert city. That means spiritually, he's going to bring what? Regeneration. He's going to raise and repair and bring a renewal of life to give those who moan joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. God going to plant you in a tree, in a place where a tree cannot be moved. He going to plant you in a place where you cannot be moved. He said, like a tree planted. You're going to be planted tonight by the power of God. And God said, they will rebuild cities. They have been in one places. This word is an encouragement to those that's going through a place where their lives appear to be in a place of wreckage, where their lives appear to be in a place where everything is being extinguished, where their lives is in a place where everything is shaken. But this word is to encourage you tonight, saints of God, that place that you're going through right now is not permanent. God wants you to believe tonight that the things that you're going through is not in concrete tonight. He himself going to go into a place and bring you out of the ashes and bring you out of those burnt places and bring you out of those places that soar. He going to come into a place in your life, saints, and bring upgrade. This is a short word, but it's a word to the point tonight. Because there are so many sick in their bodies, financially going through. People not having mercy on them. People looking at them thinking they're not going to come out of the ashes tonight. You're so shaken up tonight because your lives appear to be in a shipwreck tonight. Things are just been breaking up. Just breaking up before your face and unglued. But this word is a word of encouragement tonight. In the book of Psalms 107:6, say, in their trouble they call on the Lord. He saved them from their distresses. I want you to know tonight God is a God of battle tonight. And if God is a God of battle, he's your protection. He goes before you. Before the attack come, and what does he do? He stops the attack, saints of God. Many times things have slipped through. But when God see that thing trying to slip through, That's when the Lord directly come against that thing and stop that thing from slipping through, that causing you to stay in a place where everything is being burned up. God say he will go before our enemies. That's what he said in the book of Exodus 14:14. He said the Lord will fight for you. There's no need for you to do anything. This is the night that God wants you to rest upon his word tonight, because he is your real God. Isaiah 52:12. And I'm standing in the gap for those that I've been praying for personally, that's going to that place where you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, how you don't know how you're going to pay your insurance on your car. You don't know how you're going to even pay your car note. You're in a place where the enemy is surrounding you tonight. You're in a place where the enemy is saying, time up. I'm going to evict you. I'm going to throw you out. You're in a place where there's sick people I'm praying for, that Satan is saying, your time is over with. You no longer won't live long. But I'm telling you tonight, this word is saying God will raise you up out of ashes tonight. He will bring a resurrecting in your life. He will resurrect and bring new life to you. Like that old theory about the phoenix, how everything was falling apart into ashes, and God brought a rebirth. Tonight I want you to be encouraged that the Spirit of God is a God of rebirth tonight. When people are looking around thinking that you're not coming out, thinking that you're going to stay in ruins, thinking that it's not going to be built up, thinking it's going to be in a place where it's wrecked, this word is to encourage you tonight in your distress. You call upon the Lord. And when you call upon the Lord, he said, I'm your protection and I'm your shield tonight. And the enemy won't be able to slip through when God said, I'm ahead of you to take out the enemy. I'm ahead of you to take out your enemy. He's God over the battle tonight. And this word is to encourage you tonight. That many have been in a place where their lives was burnt up, ashes and ruined. And they're seeing the hands of God bring them out of a place that was burnt, ashes, a place that everything was had been shaken up in their lives. And tonight I want you to begin to reminisce in your mind tonight, saints of God. If he did it before, he said he'll do it again. And so many times, we need to reminisce about the goodness of God, on how God has brought us out of so many places, places that was wrecked, places that was full of ashes, places that was dark and shattered. And you was alone going through that place. But there were God. God came in and took you out of slippery places and brought you out of a place where the gangsters could no longer make mockery of you. This is a word to encourage you tonight. Many times we forget to go and reminisce about the goodness of God. Begin to be stirred about how he brought us out of ashes, how he brought us out of a dark place. So many times people get so caught up at where they are right now and forgot how it once was. It's a bad thing to forget when you couldn't pay your bills, when you were sick in your body, when people had given up on you, when there was nobody to support you, where you were downtrodden and everything in your life was in a place of ruins. It's a bad thing to forget things from God. But this is a night of reminiscing tonight, that if you're in that place tonight, the Spirit of God wants you to know, I shall give you a rebirth. I shall bring you out again. instead of grief. You're going to have praise tonight instead of sorrow. The Spirit of God is going to bring joy over you tonight. And you should get in a place of expectation. That's what I've been reminiscing all this week about, the goodness of the Lord. How the Spirit of God came in so many times in my life. And he wants you to bring it, to bring that back into your minds, to remember when you was in a place where everything was falling apart, and the Spirit of God came in and gave you a rebirth, opened up a door for you, stopped enemies for you, and brought you out of ashes tonight. He said, I'm God and I change this not. And God wants you to know tonight, it's time that he's going to rebuild tonight. He's going to replant us tonight. He's going to replant tonight, because he's a God that's going to stop everything that's violating you. He's a God that's going to stop everything that's assaulting you. He's a God that should stop everything that's disturbing your spirit, because the things you're going through is not permanent tonight. And you must know that he's a God that changes not. He's the same yesterday and forever. And so this is a night to be what? Restored. A resurrection night tonight. A rebirth tonight. That the Spirit of God gonna pull you up out of the ashes, out of the ruins tonight. And God wants you to know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Those things that have been set up against you, the Spirit of God shall protect you and bring you out on top tonight. The Spirit of God shall upgrade your situations in your life. And the Spirit of God go shake everything that's shaking you tonight. Because the Spirit of God wants you to know he is the one that rebuilds. He is the one that bring enlargement. The spirit of pride can't do that. So many times people forget, get so full of pride, get so full of pride, and forgot about the ashes. Then that thing reoccur again. That thing repeat itself again. But tonight, if there's any repeat in your life, saints of God, there's any reoccurring tonight, God wants you to know he's going to end it. He wants you to know it's not set in concrete tonight. He wants you to know it's not set in stones tonight. For these things you're going through is temporary. These things are shifting tonight if you believe. It's short term. It's passing, but you got to believe tonight that God himself, he going to take you out of the ashes and going to create beauty out of a situation that looked grim, looked burnt, looked like it's in ruins. And he going to do it before the gainsayer's eyes, because some people are glad when people are in ashes. They rejoice when somebody's life is in ruin. They sit up and they talk about the distraction and destruction they're going through. But this is what the Lord says, that I'm going to restore. I'm going to bring restoration. I'm going to build up the waste places. God wants you to know he loves you that much tonight, that he's going to build up the waste places, those ruined places, those things that's burnt up. And he himself going to plant you. He's going to plant you, saints of God. And I believe the word of God. I believe what God says tonight. And all God wants you to do is stand, believe, and allow him to move supernaturally and bring it to pass, because it's your season. It is your time. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, anyone have need of prayer? Okay, I'm waiting for you.
This is Jerome. I just got a call from my mom. about my Aunt Thelma in down south. She is very sick, and the family is thinking about that she's on the last one, so I would like prayer for her.
Okay. It's for your aunt that's sick in the south. Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a word of encouragement. You said we need to encourage ourselves in the word. And so many forget to reminisce about the goodness of the Lord and encourage themselves in the word. And Father, this word is encouraging because so many are going through in this hour in the ashes, oh God, in a place of ruin, in a place where things are is burned around them. They can smell the ashes and the soot. So many are in a place where their lives is unglued tonight, shattered and crushed. That's what ashes are. They're dust. It's filth and loss of soil. But, Father, I come by the authority of the name of Jesus tonight that your word says you're going to plant them as a tree. And that's what it says in Psalms 1, 2, and 3, that he will bring forth fruit in our season, and our leaves will not wither. And whatsoever we do, he said, you're going to prosper. So you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's what your word says, Father Jesus. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of joy and the spirit of comfort from the Holy Ghost, the planter, overtake the people of God this night who's in that place in a wasteland, in a place where only God can build up, in a place of ruins, in a place, oh God, where there's nothing but wreckage. There's nothing but things extinguishing their lives. Father, tonight I come in your name that you stop the attacks of the enemy, that you come against every attack. Father, you are our protection, our shield tonight. And wherever we go, God, we need your protection tonight, that the enemy will come in and slip in. But, Father, I send your word to go directly against that enemy that would desire to slip in tonight and to cause our lives to be in a place of ruin. That the Spirit of God take us by his Spirit and begin to plant us by the rivers of water so we can bring forth fruit in our season. And our leaves will not wither, and what we do shall prosper. I send the word of prosperity to bring us out of ruins tonight. That the spirit of ashes, God, that you create beauty tonight. That the spirit of God bring a rebirth, oh God, in those things that's in a dead state. That the spirit of God bring a rebirth tonight in the name of Jesus. That there will be no sorrow tonight. That we're going to sing songs of praise tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight that you're moving now in St. Louis, moving on that dear one, oh Father, that the spirit of health and spirit of God reviving their bodies tonight in Jesus' name, that every instrument and everything they're on hooked up to, that the spirit of God is in those places, oh God, and the spirit of God is pumping life into that body tonight, a rebirth in Jesus' name, a restitution in Jesus' name, a resurrection in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God is moving in that hospital room, moving in those beds, moving tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, Father, for the spirit of rebirth to move in St. Louis over that dear one tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, Father Jesus, for anyone, God, is in that place, God, where their lives is in ruins, where they can't pay the bills, facing eviction, facing repossession, facing all things to be delinquent in their lives, that the Spirit of God will go into those places and raise them up out of the ashes tonight in Jesus' name. That young man, that young woman coming out of school or out of college can't find a job. Raise them up in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God, move on that single parent that's having a problem taking care of their family. Raise them up in the name of Jesus out of ashes. That elderly person on fixed income, that the Spirit of God, raise them up, Father, out of poverty in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God move worldwide to the underground church. Raise them up in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name for the Spirit of the Lord to bring a restoration. Oh, resurrect tonight in Jesus' name. Bring new life. Bring a rebirth in Jesus' name. As you walk through our minds tonight, that the Spirit of God will cause our mind to come in a place of remembrance, remembering how the Lord brought us out of ashes, not getting proud and lifted up when we got out of the ashes, but remember that the Lord God, the planter, pulled me out of the ashes, create a beautiful thing for my life when everything was in ruins. I thank you tonight, Father, for the spirit of ruins to be stopped by the Holy Ghost, that the spirit of prosperity would come now. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, and bring restoration. Bring rebirth in Jesus' name. Stop the ruins. Stop the burning up. Stop the filth. Stop the lost in Jesus' name. Stop everything that's wrecked their lives in the name of Jesus. Bring forth an upgrade in Jesus' name. Cause everything that's crushed to come in a place of healing in the name of Jesus. Cause everything that's wiped out to be restored in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for it by faith. Remember this loved one tonight, how the family is preparing for a funeral. But God, you quickened my mind when I was in fellowship with a Russian church, and how they had sent for their families from the Ukraine to visit their grandmother the last time. And the Spirit of God gave that deacon a word of life to their grandmother. And the week I returned back to the Russian church, he came with a praise report that his grandmother was up cooking and praising God. Father, I thank you for the spirit of praise, the spirit of joy, and the spirit of sorrow to loose, that the Spirit of God moves supernaturally over this aunt, Father. Her life is in your care, not in humans. We can prepare, but God, you are control of life and death. Father, I thank you for being the controller of this person's life tonight, that the Spirit of God moves supernaturally and do what humans can't do. And God, we're going to praise you for your will to be done in this situation. And Father, as we get off of this prayer line tonight, that the Spirit of God is going to take hold of this word tonight, that they're going to take hold of this word, the Spirit of God will cause us to take hold of your word tonight, that God, you have us hid in a secret place. Protect us from the powers of darkness, because the restoration is upon us. A rebirth is upon our lives. That God, mind must be fixed tonight in a place of believing God, that he is the plant tonight. He gonna plant us by rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. And our leaves will not wither. Whatever we do, we're going to prosper tonight. That means the spirit of ashes that has been over our lives, the Spirit of God removing, the Spirit of God removing, the Spirit of God is upgrading, the Spirit of God is repairing, building up every waste place, because these things are not permanent. They are passing now because we believe God. They are passing tonight because we believe God. They are shifting tonight because we believe God. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of faith come alive in the people of God as never before. Let that mustard seed faith increase tonight in Jesus' name, that it will stand on the word of God and not be wavered tonight. Doubt and unbelief come out of the blood of Jesus tonight. Be shattered by the blood of Jesus. That it's time for the people that's going through in ashes to be restored tonight. And God, I praise you for it. God, I thank you for it. And I give you glory because you are the planter and you're rebuilding tonight. And you're causing a waste place to be inhabited land tonight because of your anointing. And we praise you for it by faith in Jesus' holy, holy name. Be encouraged, saints of God. Believe, receive by faith. It's done. Everything you're going through is temporary. For the Spirit of God is the planter. He's the one that brings rebirth. He's the one that calls everything to come subject to his voice because he's God. Be encouraged and be blessed tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.